USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some lawmakers in Washington will tell you, there's a lot of unknowns in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's still on the fast track for a vote Tuesday. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News, this bill is littered with items that will tax his state especially hard.
They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion.
Bayer, the maker of Roundup herbicide, has lost another appeal of a jury verdict finding its weed killer causes cancer. It's a company's third consecutive appeals court loss of cases that have gone to trial. A California appeals court in San Francisco refused to overturn the 2019 verdict. A fourth Roundup trial began last week in San Bernardino, California. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former Communications Director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone, to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers? One of the lead authors of this report actually says he hopes it impacts the way people vote. And this is a guy in charge of one of the authors who's a climate risk specialist who actually potentially financially benefits off the report.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With a minimal amount of support from Republicans, the bipartisan infrastructure bill could be voted on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana explains to Fox News why this bill is simply stupid.
Early on, I was a likely yes on this bill. I mean, you know, who's not for infrastructures? I'm for children and prosperity, too. But then I got a copy of the bill, and I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill. They told us it was a real infrastructure bill. It's not. Only 23% of the bill is real infrastructure. The rest is Green New Deal and welfare. They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion in new taxes on our petrochemical industry. They told us, as you pointed out, that the Democrats were really wary of this bill, and that it would, if we passed this bill, it would make it harder for them to pass their $5 trillion tax and spending binge reconciliation bill. Well, if that's true, how come every Democrat voted for this infrastructure bill?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.